Clerk, may you, you recall item 20, please? We were on 21. It was just an informational item. We had laid over item 20 because Mr. Farley wasn't here.
Yes.
Did you want to...
You got to take 20 right quick. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot 22 was in tandem with this. Okay. So we'll just stay on course here and we'll take up item 22.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me, Supervisor Mayo.
Item number 22. From the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding roadway project closeout for 2012. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
All right, Chairman and Committee. With the new Director, Mr. Busalaki, we came into a disadvantage because we lost key engineering staff that were involved in our road projects in our engineering section. So at the end of the year, while trying to do our closeout for projects, we found we could not meet our timelines. So these are two projects that are identified here, which is West Oklahoma Avenue, South 108th Street to Beloit Street, and East-West Freeway repaving project, which is Mitchell Park Boulevard. And the second project would be City of Milwaukee, West Oklahoma Avenue, South 74th Street to South 60th Street, which was an ARRA project that we could not close out at year-end deadlines. So this informational report was brought to committee to let you all know that we are researching the items to ensure that all proper procedures were followed regarding these two projects. We do not have the information at this point, but we will be bringing them next cycle.
Thank you. Any questions from committee? Supervisor Mayo?
Yeah. Now, these two items go along. No, let me just take this. These two items that we have supposed to have funding for, but we don't have funding, you have to look up for the funding. I'm just trying to go along with it.
I guess I can try to answer that. What happened was we did have an Oklahoma project that was done last year, and a lot of times we have DOT interchanges that are right in between or right in the center of, and typically that would be the DOT's responsibility to improve that area. You know, we don't improve their areas, and typically we have agreements for this. But for some reason there was an agreement, but there was a verbal agreement, I believe, to go ahead and do that segment for DOT. And they had another project, which was I-94 East-West that's going on right now, where they could somehow do the same amount of work for us on one of our roads that needed to be done. So it was more of a switch swap of work items where it would come to, you know, an agreement where there wouldn't be any money spent out. But for DOT to do, our DOT to do the work for them, and they would turn around and do the work for us. So there wasn't any type of monies expended in either direction, but what we're trying to work on now is trying to make sure that if we spend $100,000 for DOT's work, that we get $100,000 on Mitchell Boulevard. So Mitchell Boulevard was a the interchange that the Mitchell Boulevard ramps were going to be done with the East-West Freeway repaving right now. So since they were doing the ramps, the Park Road there, which is Mitchell Boulevard, is in bad shape. So that's where we said, okay, let's improve our Park Road and use this $100,000, you know, to replace what we did for them. So that's how we got where we're at, and it's just about working that out.
So now, Mr. Chairman, the DOT said they will. You don't have a written agreement right now.
Mm-hmm.
You never had a written agreement. This was just a handshake and a verbal agreement.
And that's where I came in at. I didn't know what was there before, but I know that there's nothing that I can see right now that there's a written agreement.
Since you talked to DOT, the state mm-hmm. DOT,
yes,
have they agreed?
Yes, they
to
have.
Do the work because we don't have money to.
Right,
to
and that's what we've made very certain with DOT. I did talk with them and kind of got up to date on where things were at, and they do agree that we need to come correct with the, you know, amount of work we did for them, and they would do the same amount for us. So I think it should come out you know, fine. But we just wanted to make you aware of it in case, you know, there was some type of information that you might get from somewhere that you might have to have an understanding of what's going on with this. So we just wanted to bring it to the table. We will work it out, and I believe it'll just... We'll be able to mismatch all that and get it straightened out.
So, there's any matching funds from any other municipality to be in this project?
No, no, it would not be any other matching funds. It's just strictly between Wisconsin Department of Transportation and our DOT. And we might have a written summary of what the outcome would be, and we'll be glad to bring that as a resulting effort for what we're trying to do here. But we just wanted to bring it to you so that everybody is aware. We didn't want to, you know, just keep it to ourselves and try to fix it without you being aware of it too. So that's basically what we're trying to do with a lot of these projects we have, is kind of review them. And if there's any issues or problems, if we can't fix them, you know, without any, we have the budget to fix them, we'll do it internally. But if we really don't have a good idea how that's going to be done and it's going to require more investigation and more work, we'll let you know so that, you know, you're not blindsided in any way.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to take the offer up, but I really want to make sure that they would tie all the funding sources together. Is this this was not a change of scope of this project at all?
No, the scope in Oklahoma, it was talked about, but the DOT, I guess, from at that time didn't want to do any work there, but it was just crumbling out there in the field. So it was a field decision that was made at that time, and that's where we're at now.
I'm happy that they made a sound decision, because we don't want any more. I came in and I'm talking about washboard.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to continue to make this work.
Yes.
But we got to make sure that we stay on top of that.
I totally agree.
Our cap and mm-hmm. What we're working on, because there's other places that we might have that same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make sure we have in the May cycle, mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, that we come mm-hmm. back and see how where they're going with this?
Yes, and we would direct our staff to work with DOT here to develop the appropriate reports. As Supervisor Mayo mentioned, on the funding for source and any other agreements or lack of agreements that may be out there.
And supervisors, that is our intent for bringing them to your attention, for us to come back in the next cycle with any information, and if we were able to resolve anything, and anything we cannot resolve, also to bring back to committee.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions by committee? Thank you for your report. That finishes item 22. And now we can go back to item 20.